Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey campers, this is Big J Okerson. If you're listening to this, I think you probably know, but I want to remind you that The Bonfire is also a radio show on SiriusXM. And right now, if you go over to SiriusXM.com/bonfire, you can get a special offer for 3 months free of SiriusXM satellite radio. That's a bargain, and you get to hear us live, and you get to hear the whole show. So don't be an idiot. All right, enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
I like when I make DJ Lou groove.
Feeling it.
He was grooving there. The Bonfire, everybody. Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103, Big J Okerson, Dan Soder, the whole gang's in the house.
Everyone's here.
We're in the studio.
Queer. Get used to it.
DJ Lou, he's here. He's queer. Jacob Batati's here. He's queer. He's not going anywhere. Our Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Johnson, gay as hell. Christine Marie Evans, we all know, self-proclaimed sexual deviant.
Clam slamming.
Clam slammer.
Oh, dude, man. It's back to school, man. SiriusXM's doing all this back to school stuff.
Great.
Doesn't that feel weird?
Where you're like, feel weird.
You used to know it. Like, you could feel it in your bones when you were a kid. You're like, we're going back to school. It's setting in.
I hated it.
And now as an adult, you're like, oh, those little fucking, those little nuisances. Finally have to go learn some manners.
There's something sort of to it. Like, when you do the festival of being up there for 10 days.
Yeah.
It's like going away to camp. And you come back and it's like, all right, back to work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like back to the work. I was going to say this before. Me and Christine, we thought we were going to hook up in Montreal with this girl, and then found that it didn't end up happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we both came home complaining that we both wore good underwear.
You guys just griped at each other like coworkers?
Like, no, I wasted these great underwear for nothing.
You go, look, I got my black stretchies on. And she went, I wore a thong.
And then we were like, well, maybe we'll fuck anyway. And then Josh was like, no, hang here. I'm trying to get laid by this girl.
Actually really annoying.
Why was it annoying?
He's like, don't leave.
We're leaving. I wanted to go back and fuck my boyfriend. It really was like Josh was like, no, stay. I might go home with this girl. And Jay goes, I'll have one cigarette. He goes, have four cigarettes.
Yeah, that's a guy who cares about you, huh?
Yeah.
More.
Smoke
more.
Six cigarettes.
Jumping jacks.
He knows how to get me, though.
Eat this fatty burger.
He knows me, though, because then I'm smoking that first one. I'm like, oh, I got five more.
Five in a row?
Not in a row. I mean, yes, but no. But yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, you doodle around for a little bit. I hold an unlit one for a little while. That buys you a few more minutes. I do some pointing with it, some point talking with
Did
my
he get laid?
In my hand. Huh?
Did-
no.
No.
And then by the time me and Christine got back, we're like, well, we're hungry now. And we ate and didn't fuck.
All right, well, true love.
No, we got it in one time. We got it in. It's her birthday.
Nice, dude.
You got to give her a little shot on the B-day, you know what I mean?
What are you supposed to do, suck your dick for an hour?
No.
Yeah, it's your birthday. It's your special day.
No, not with fucking, not with chicken nugget fingers.
No way, you're going to have slippery hands. Yeah, like hold on to it like one of those water bags.
No, we had a good sesh. We rocked it out up there.
Yeah, it was fun.
We're fine. I don't like the I don't like the connotation here that you guys are saying that me and Christine aren't doing okay.
I didn't say that at all.
What are you saying exactly?
I was just asking about how long Josh
Adam Myers. She doesn't make with the puss enough?
No, I was asking how long you sacrificed your time for Josh to benefit.
Yeah, we really did.
It was a long time. I mean, it was like Brian Baldinger was there, so he was fun, and then I met this mother-daughter team from Elevate.
How do
you keep
calling
them
a team?
Like, they are a team. It's the manager and assistant.
I can't say that. Dude, hung out with a mother-daughter team the other day.
Yeah, team.
Ooh, I'm telling you. Put the daughter up
so
on the
So the daughter's the assistant?
Yeah.
It's got to be annoying, because sometimes you want to talk shit to the assistant.
I was definitely checking out this daughter's cans and caboose, and then met her later that night when realized it was this lady's 19-year-old daughter, and you're like, okay, all right. Then she smiled, and I'm like, braces, good.
Good.
Oh, my
good.
Daughter's 19, okay.
Okay. I'm scared of the dog. Mr. J.
Mommy says I'm not allowed to listen to your dirty comedies.
My body jiggles in a weird way.
That's the outfit. There it is.
I mean, yeah, dude.
Well, no.
Oh, that, my God. She does have braces.
She looks very young. I saw her going up an escalator to a comedy club. So I was like, from behind, I was like, woof. And then she's wearing that half top. And then it turns out she's a 19-year-old girl there with her mother.
Well, you shouldn't feel bad. Dane Cook just got engaged to his girlfriend, Kelsey. They've been together for 5 years. So mazel tov. She's 23. So...
since she was 18.
Yeah.
Leagues.
And he was 50, he was 45. So
what? Society suck a dick. No, I'm curious what the hell they ever talked about. Probably Dane Cook's heyday.
Yes. Do you remember when you were a small child?
And I was on fucking fire.
In fuego.
I love her Instagram page.
Why?
I've been following it for years.
I would cut out years next time you'd say that.
She's so hot.
I might do a little self-editing, Jacob, and not say years next time. Just say a while.
Whatever.
7-8 years, probably. I've been beaten off to this chick.
It's two.
Why? Is that weird?
Why? I'm gonna tell you right now. I know the exact
date. She's a married lady. She's older.
7.5 years ago. I absolutely pulled punch.
I was just churning butter to this.
Oh, damn, dude.
She is hot, though, huh?
Crazy. Got down on one knee. The secret's out.
God, is there all of his comedy physical?
Dane Cook and I are engaged. Yeah, it's everything. You knew he was going to drop on the knee.
You knew he was going to get on his knee.
Did you ever see someone drop a knee? You ever see the knee? What is the knee?
They take the knee. They go and they throw down their knee.
Kelsey's very cool. Her workouts are insane. She knows her stuff.
I would slap a fucking... if I heard you say that about someone I was close to, I'd be like, why don't you get a restraining order on this fella?
Well, we're doing a comedy show. What do you want me to do? Should I not make content here, Dan?
No, you're right.
She's undeniably hot.
That's what I'm saying.
At what point was she like breaking it to her parents? Or she goes, hey, Dad, do you know Dane Cook? He goes, love him.
He's like, Dad.
I went to Vicious Circle. Her dad's like throwing the Sufi. He's like, yeah. I went and saw him when we were, Mom and I were
Dad,
in college.
Remember that guy who taught you comedy classes in the 90s when you were a student? God. Oh, man. Fucking Dane Cook comes happy faces. I knew it, dude. Everything's too good for that guy.
I mean, that age difference is tough.
Crazy.
Well, look, at least they both stand in poses. Wow, that's weird.
Does have weird eyebrows.
Oh, he did something to his face. He's hanging on to it. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What do you want the guy to do?
I didn't know what was... I would have loved to see what he thought was going bad. Before he did stuff.
Because he was a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Very good-looking guy. I mean, like, the hottest guy to everybody in comedy, to every girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thought he was, like, the hottest guy, so, like...
But that's funny when you're like, we're engaged. How old are you? 23. Like, how long have you guys been together? 5 years? You're like,
okay. He was
18. Okay. So when did you guys meet? She's like, right when I was 18.
Dude, he's like Elvis. He's letting her ripen on the vine a little bit, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he did stuff. He did stuff to his face.
Face don't lie, dude.
But where was it going, I wonder, that he was worried about?
He probably just caught those jowls right there and freaked out.
Yeah, but one of his coolest things was his, this is such a, what a queer statement, his eyes. We're so dreamy. You can get lost in them. And now he's got like crazy, like, hey!
he's got like old producer eyes now. He's like, you want to be in the pictures?
Yeah, it's disturbing.
You want to be in the talkies?
Jesus. Christine, you don't think he was a handsome guy when he was younger?
Of course he was.
Okay, settle down. But he did.
But that is
stuff.
Crazy that when she tells her parents, and they're like, yeah, dude, we saw him live at the Comedy Connection in Boston. On, like, our third date.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to marry him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like Ralph's dream come true.
Yeah, I met your mom at one of his shows.
Yeah. I mean, there is, age-wise.
For sure.
I don't understand plastic surgery. Like, say, you're saying to yourself, okay, I need a facelift.
Right.
But if you know, Why would you say, pull my eyebrows up?
Because he was seeing something in the mirror that bothered him.
But they look... I don't know where to go with
this
question.
I get what you're saying. Like, it looks like... Is your question sort of like, does he know it's a bad job? Does he know like that he looks worse for the wear now?
But it also,
or does he think, or does he see it now and be like, ah, finally they fixed my handsome face?
It's weird because with the two pictures face to face, it looks like Dane Cook, and then it looks like him going, hmm.
Dane Cook looks, his face now looks like what happens if you did the Face Off movie and then returned faces back.
It fits different. I think you wore it outside. Did you wear it in the pool? It fits completely.
Did you dry my face?
Dude.
Did you put my face in the dryer?
Dude, did you do this on cotton? You made my face big, dude.
Dude, no heat. I need you to tumble dry, no heat.
It's a delicate dry.
Well, that's ruined. Well, I'll put it back on. We'll see what happens.
Is that just a bad job? Is that standard? Is that what they look like after you do a facelift?
Got a facelift and it looked great. I don't know what happened here with his eyebrows because you think he'd have access to like the best doctors in Los Angeles.
Is it that?
Meanwhile, he looks like that.
Is it that big of a roll of the dice when you get a facelift, or they go like
scares?
They go, well, you're either gonna look awesome or straight ghoulish.
It looks like they just took his. Maybe he just got an eye lift because it looks like they just like pulled his like eye skin back.
How do you react to that though? If you're friends with Dane Cook, right, and then he walks up and you go, hey. Your eyes.
Do a couple more side-by-sides of him, them, and now, because I will say this. That's particularly not a good picture. Because, I mean, when this picture of him and his girlfriend on his Instagram, nope.
He looks better there.
Yeah, I
mean, she really is gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She's beautiful. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. My thing with it is, I feel like I went to sleep one night, and Dane Cook was a different person.
That happens. You know who
he didn't look like that. Bradley, I did Oddball with him.
Bradley Cooper.
Did he whack his face out?
Bradley Cooper looks different than he did in Silver Linings Playbook.
Really? Does he?
Bring up that picture and then bring up what he looks like now.
Face. The best YouTube site for this, and he does in-depth dissections of what people did, is Dr. Gary Linkoff.
Linkoff.
You will absolutely love this.
So now bring up Bradley Cooper now.
And ooh, it could I be think age. I see it there on the bottom right, though. It does look like something's happening.
Like currently.
The bottom right underneath the picture, the big picture. All the way to the right. Looks a little funny there.
What a handsome man.
Oh, totally. Philly guy, I think, too.
I'm not seeing anything.
Let me see. I see what you're saying. There's a couple.
I could
that,
be wrong.
That tuxedo,
I mean,
one there is just something weird going on.
Might be wrong.
It might be age.
All of a sudden, he started doing the Elephant Man in New York City, and I was like, yo, he was on Fallon, and I was like, yo, his face looks different.
Mm. It might be age. You got to remember, too, people, it's the thing. If you're not Pete Davidson, or somebody who pops, like, or the Stranger Things kids. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people pop because they perfect their craft and kind of get popular a little bit. By the time, and let's hope something good happens, by the time that millions of people know us, we're going to look very different in 10 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So the fleeting fame, so that's what you see. Bradley Cooper, you saw a guy get famous, probably close to 40.
Yeah. And I'm hitting that right now.
So now he's like in his mid-50s.
Yeah, and I'm like in 10 years from now, I'll be approaching my 50s.
Right, you might be completely gray in 10 years of the world knowing you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And they're like, he aged like shit. And you're like, I was just about to do it.
You're like, dude, I hung in there till my fucking, until I was 50.
Come on, man. You watched it right as the belt buckled.
I'll tell you, he's doing a great getting in shape in his 50s now. It's Ralph. Got to give credit where credit's due, man. Ralph, that stupid running and all the shit I make fun of him for, dude, he looks phenomenal.
So he's got to trap his little fucking child bride.
Yeah, Ralph's. Yeah, now it's time for the trap. I thoroughly thought they came up to visit me, Shannon and Ralph, up in Montreal, and they came for 2 nights.
Oh, that's fun.
We did an SDR show. They came to 2 of the nasty shows and the worst. And it was really cool seeing him up there. But yeah, Ralph, man, has just dropped, I think, 70 some pounds. And he was never what you would describe as fat. He was like a big guy.
Bigger guy.
And he was heavy for a while, I guess. But. We were really hoping that was the trip where Shannon and him fell in love, but instead Ralph went home and got deathly ill and couldn't go to a Stone Temple Pilots show he was hosting.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's him before. So again, you say you wouldn't go like, what a fat shit in the picture. He just looks like a big, like, oofish guy.
Yeah. I'm hitting my oofish stage right now.
And he's got, wait, Christine, that's not the after, is it?
No.
I know, I'm joking. But like, yeah, he's gotten in good shape, man. But he's running like insane distances. I would say insane distances. I mean,
half a mile.
that would be a distance that was like, if I had to do that every day, I'd go, all right, I hate everything about it, but I'll do it. But yeah, I think he's doing like, he does like 10 miles and stuff like that, like a couple times a week, I think.
Anything over two?
And then he's run.
Anything over two, I'm like, that's so much.
I don't know if I've run straight for a mile ever.
You what?
No more.
You run three?
I used to do five or six, but now I just dropped to three. But now I do, aside from my any lifting, I do walking and sprints. I walk 4 miles or 5 miles a night, but then I'll sprint a few avenues here and there just to
You just take blast. Off. So someone's in their window, and then they just see you fucking take off.
Yeah.
That's got to be so crazy.
Like Barry Allen. You're just
in a story.
What the hell is that guy?
You're just in a story on your phone talking to someone. You're like, I know. Hold on. What? This guy's fucking.
Plus,
dude, this guy came off Broadway and then just started fucking running. That's gotta look insane.
Yeah, out of nowhere you just dart.
Yeah.
You're just walking around willy nil, and then you just fucking with no warning anybody, just blast.
It looks odd because I'm walking 1 second and then not running. I mean,
full sprint.
Well, don't do that in the project, so you're gonna get followed. You're gonna get chased, and you think you sprint fast? Oh boy,
you'll get caught.
You will get caught.
Man, that is insane. Yeah, I'm starting to get oh-fish, so I'm like, I gotta start exercising. I'm gonna walk. I gotta exercise.
Yeah,
I let everything go to shit.
Jacob, you walk 4 miles a night?
I upped it. Yeah, I've been trying.
That's what you do now?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
You just want the days to end. You just get done work, and you're like, I'll just walk until I can't walk anymore and fall asleep immediately.
I'm trying to get like. Back into like tip top shape.
You want to be ripped, right?
Yeah.
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 Hell yeah. Jacob ripped. It's possible. It happens.
I'm looking pretty. I did drop a few already. So. Yeah. Well, I wasn't in bad shape. But for me, it's vanity.
Work. I got to drop about. I got to drop about 15 and 20.
We'll talk. I'm telling.
I'll tell you this: the himbos. The himbos. I think we've been talking.
Himbos
are
going to
turn you. They're going to. They might turn you around.
You might get beefy.
Justin actually texted me earlier. He wants me to be his first project.
Yes.
Yes.
Love it. And by the way, why he reached out to you so fast, Jake, was know this. And I know this to be true. You are an easy project. You are a couple of things away from slapping away pussy. I'm telling you. And some of it's going to have to be in your demeanor that you're going to let Justin work on. Remember you keep saying to yourself, I wish I was more like Justin personality-wise? Well, you're about to have your opportunity, dude.
It's coming. It's coming through the Himbo podcast.
Jacob live. Also, he has his playlist this week.
Oh, yeah.
His Jacob's Songs of Love playlist. And I was told you'd like to go over something with us.
The numbers?
No, I mean, we always look at the numbers, so...
You just want to see your numbers?
I want to see my numbers.
Christine, can you show Jacob his numbers?
I put a lot of effort into it, though.
Oh, I thought you knew the numbers.
What is this fucking picture?
What do you mean, what picture is that? That's you when you got arrested that one time.
Yeah, that was back when you were snorting crystal down in Florida.
You don't remember that?
Why do you have to put the worst... Lou, what are you doing?
Were you
about
to say, why are you going to put the worst picture of me?
No, it's...
You know, Jacob, I'm just trying to attract people to go to the Pandora playlist site. That's all.
At least if it's the Songs of Love, you can't put a decent fucking photo. You got to put the worst Photoshop picture.
Like if any guy ever needed love, it's that guy right
there. Absolutely, he's not worthy of love?
I hate seeing this photo of me.
I know it's photo of me. It's not you.
Dan, somebody stuck my face in some hideous guy's body. I don't know what to call
this. And that
for,
it's now it's not hideous. It looks like you don't give a fuck and you live life by the seat of your pants.
Is that Photoshop? Or are you telling me that's a completely different person?
That's a completely different person.
No, that's Photoshop.
That's not Jacob at all. That's not Photoshop. That's a completely different person.
That looks
like
me.
No, dude, that's Jacob.
I'm telling you right now, that's 100% a real Photoshop. That's not a Photoshop.
Lewis,
that's a real photo.
Please change that fucking photo. I hate
that's
it.
That's not Photoshop. I promise you. I think that's just
Jacob,
a real mugshot.
I'll take it down. I'm taking it down right now if you agree to Odd Thruple on site right now. That you'll agree to some version of Odd Thruple.
I know. Is that Jacob? I thought that was a real mugshot. I thought that was just a guy who looked like Jacob.
Do you agree to Odd Thruple?
I think about how great an idea it is, and then I think about the reality that I'm literally going to have to live 3 days.
Yeah, three.
With
that's it.
We're going to, like, he's going to hate my. I hate his habits and he hates mine.
Right.
Well, so we'll take one of the 4 weeks off after you guys do it.
Yeah.
So you guys can cool.
So you guys have a little cool off time. Probably get some extra footage watching you guys cool off. Your confessionals.
Yeah, we're going to need a reunion show.
When you really go, he goes, look, I didn't want to say it when I was there. I used to piss on Lou's pillow every night, and he never budged.
And also, I'll say it, I like the tuna casserole. I tried it. It was good.
It's actually not bad.
After a couple days, it had some bite.
I won't give it to him.
Let's look at this live list to see his numbers of Jacob's songs of love.
And this wasn't a gimmick. I put my, you know, this is from my heart. I put the real deal into this.
All right. To,
what's the highest ranked song?
Why don't we look
song?
At the hours? The hours played, because that's the, go up.
You want to.
8 minutes. 23 seconds of or 8 minutes.
People average a total of 8 minutes
per listener.
Per listener,
got you. Okay, so let's do total spins. Is that probably the number we're looking at?
Oh, it just came out yesterday, so
yeah,
sure.
For sure.
Well, I don't know what anybody else's spins have.
Well, you I might was
wanna,
comparing it to Lou's and
yeah,
yours.
You want to look at the list of all of them?
Okay, tell me how it works, Lou. Break it down for me.
There you go.
Who's leading?
So on this list, it's going to tell you how many listeners you had this week and the average minute per listener.
See, I believe without looking at this yet that Christine's list is probably number one because she picked really like cool, popular songs.
No, not at all. In fact, right now, you are Songs of Love has the most played. Number two is Black Lou's Becky Sirens. Mm. Coming in at number three, Jacob's Leaving Neverland.
No, those aren't in order of listeners because see, this says 26 and 24.
What is Leaving Neverland?
The thing up here, it'll
click. Oh, Leaving New York. That's not out yet.
Black Luke, you show Christina to use a computer.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Buenos notte, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There you go.
What? What is that even? There
it's an in-ground trampoline. Big J's Christine turned that shit off as number two.
So really?
No. Yeah,
look, go to listeners this week.
Listeners this week.
So I'm number one?
Yeah, Songs of Love.
It just came out.
And it just came out.
No, it's this week because it's the new thing. So people listen to the new thing first. That's how, do you never notice how every comedian tells you they had the
number one album
on iTunes?
It's the week they come out.
Because 6 minutes when it came after it came out and all their family bought it, it's just moving the most.
Yeah.
So it is. It's about what's moving in that moment. So they saw 120 of them or 200 of them in the first 5 minutes and they're number one on iTunes. Mm. It's
and
insane.
Then and then they screen grab it and they're like, guys, you did this. You made it number one.
We are number one.
We are number one.
I haven't made a playlist yet, huh?
You did.
Oh, right. No, I didn't. Did
turn
I?
Turn that shit off. Christine, turn that shit off.
Christine That's not that. My. Christine made that playlist.
Oh, I thought you actually did that.
No, look at that nice picture of us, though.
Yeah, it's a nice picture.
Wow, that is a nice picture of us.
More than I get.
Damn.
Look at two people in love.
Good picture.
How are my individual songs doing?
Let's go take a peek.
Christine, if you would.
Which song did you have the most faith in, Jacob?
Oh, that picture rules.
God damn it, man. I saw it yesterday. I was aggravated. I hate looking at it.
By the way, the
fucking
complete,
hideous.
Guys,
the complete, fucking hideous.
What are you talking about, dude? You got so much pussy back then, remember? You were selling meth.
Oh my god. Remember when you slept on that bare floor?
Oh yeah. Bitachi 69.
Yeah, Bitachi 69.
Start it over, Luke. Give me the beginning of that. What we used to play every time Jacob talked.
Oh, this is Trolls.
Huh?
This is a different song.
Yeah. No, I know, but I was the other one. We used to have that other one. Remember we had a whole thing?
I like that Christine's familiar with Tekashi 69's catalog.
I can't tell them apart.
No, but we used to play every time Jacob talked. It was...
I know, but what was it?
Gummo. Come on. Come on, Black Lou. School these white folk, please. This show's getting too white.
It's...
You guys don't even know Gummo. Tekashi 6ix9ine, by the way, just goes to other countries now and throws money in the air.
Is he out of jail? I thought he was in prison.
He got out. Oh. And now he goes overseas and wears dashikis and pegs money at little shirtless, shoeless kids.
Yeah, people are drinking fucking like puddle water.
And he's
He's like, here's $100,000.
They don't even know what to do
with it. That's going to destroy their life, right?
They have no idea what to do with it.
You realize that there's criminals in the area that will murder for much less.
Patachi?
It's a real guy.
It's a fake story about a man trying to dump LSD into the LA water supply.
Yeah.
But it's not Jacob. Told you.
Told you.
It's just some guy that looks just like him.
Told you.
I think this photo ruins my list. Like, I think you blew, you killed my list with this fucking photo.
Not at all. That photo, draws people.
Is hilarious.
You made this list. I put weeks into a mockery.
This is a different guy.
You made a mockery of my list.
Jacob, if you don't mind me asking, who's the New Orleans Saints player's jersey you're wearing?
Oh, that's sick, dude. What's up, Wody? Is that a Joe Horn?
Yo, Wody.
Hey, Wody. What you got there? Is that a Reggie Bush for his small stint as a New Orleans Saint?
I think the first order of operations for Justin and Josh with you is to get you some dreads. Side dreads.
Side dreads, dude. The most deadly dreads.
The most deadly of all dreads. And start getting you in some
Change the picture so Jacob has a fair shake at this playlist.
Terrible.
Send me something, Jacob, please.
Jacob, send a lovely picture.
Take a still of the video I made yesterday.
How about the picture of Jacob as a gay cowboy?
Perfect. Painting. Perfect.
Okay. What do we got here?
What's his hits?
Your completion rate is garbage.
Well, I mean, I didn't think.
I'm going to have to go throw a list down today.
Please.
Show you guys what's what. Maybe I'll throw two playlists in there. Can I throw in two, Lou?
Absolutely.
It's an early night tonight.
I don't even care.
I could probably throw together two playlists.
I just did what was asked.
I'll get them out there. Christine, why haven't you put pressure on me to make a playlist?
I have.
I know. That's the joke.
Yacht rock, please. Summer's almost over. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll get a little yacht rock in, but then I'm going to go.
I wouldn't mind a yacht rock to play Rocket League, too.
I'll give you a yacht rock, buddy.
Can you juice me up?
Yeah,
I'm fine with multiple Christopher Cross.
I'll juice you. How do I make the playlist?
Just put down the songs, and then Black Lou will make it.
Yep. Just text them to you.
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect.
You can make it in your notes, copy and paste.
No prob at all. And then I'm going to make another playlist of some other kind of music. Mm. I would just call it my fuck mix, but it's just going to be Deftones' White Pony. It's going to be an album.
I was going to say, we need a J Slam piece thing that's all fucking hard corn and Deftones.
Tell you what, I could go back and play, Christine, if you remember, I don't remember every song on it.
I have the album, but I don't know if we have anything we can put it in. Will it work in your PS4?
Yeah, it'll work. PS5?
PS5?
PS5. Jeez. Act like you've been to the party.
I almost said PS2.
That's crazy. Have you seen the loading times? PS2. Girl. Yeah, I'll play. I got to make that mega mix.
Dude, put your ultra hardcore fuck mega mix on.
This is, it's dated a little bit, but it's Christine was coming over one night. And I had to slap something together.
And it just came. The muse spoke through you.
That playlist was made in a minute.
Yeah, the first night we hung out.
I'm like, this. Well, there was no Apple Music or Spotify or anything like that yet, really. So, like, it wasn't that. I had to make it from the songs I had on my iPod, which was a couple thousand.
You made it on iTunes. It was an iTunes playlist.
Yeah. I love iTunes playlists.
But I used to go, and yeah, I pulled out all these songs. I'm like, this.
And then Christine felt like she was in a sexy vampire movie.
I did.
Can you call it your sexy vampire playlist?
I'll tell you the problem. You want to hear a creepy thing?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a creepy thing. Is the one song, well, there's more than one song by Marilyn Manson, but one of them.
Be cool, Christine.
Is the song that's playing. Well, it's not the video. That's a video for but in the beginning of the song, they play an intro of a different song called Evidence, and then it kicks into that Heart-Shaped Glasses song. That Evidence song is so sexy, and it's what she claims while that was that scene is her being unwillingly penetrated in front of a crew of people.
Raped.
I didn't realize I was dancing around her so much. She claimed she was raped.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I don't know. Are you trying to get out?
Unwillingly
penetrated in front of others who were unaware.
People watching sex, not into it.
Four letters for that bad boy.
What's that, Dan?
Rape.
Don't say things like that. That's a heavy accusation you're making there.
I'm excited for you to drop two hot lists, dude.
Yeah, I'm
mostly because I'm selfish and I'm excited to play Rocket League.
I might give you. How long could the playlist be?
As long as you want, dude.
Because I'll give you a monster of
Yacht
Rock.
It should
rock.
Be like, you should keep it to 15.
You should keep it to mind your own goddamn business. You take
honestly,
this thing
Christine,
out for
I
a
think
spin.
You should keep it to mind your own business when it comes to this.
I'm thinking that the Megamix is for me and you're not allowed to release it.
Megamix?
You're not allowed.
Oh, I don't care about the vampire fuck list.
I'll make a current fuck list because new songs have jumped into the mix there.
Yes.
But yes, Christine's right. It should be special. My fucking Christine music should be special.
Oh.
It is.
Oh, so sexy.
Oh, man.
You see why we fucked and I never stopped talking to him for 1 second?
I don't know, but it makes me feel like the room was definitely like a dark red lamp was on.
No, there was a gay guy sleeping in a bed next to us.
I feel like there's a steam machine. There's like a humidifier on high. And then Jay had to say something to Christine like, are you ready to change the rest of your life? She was like,
today's the first day
she went,
of the new everything.
I can't wait to drink the blood of the new beginning.
And then I cut myself to my chest a little.
Oh,
get some of daddy's juice.
And then I was like, do you guys have my cigarettes?
Take
Jay, can I get my cigarettes from
Hang
duty
on a second.
Free?
Dan, what's up, dude? You did so good on the show.
Can I get my cigarettes from duty free?
Of course, dude. Here you go. Hey, go down to the hotel bar. We'll probably be down in a few minutes.
And then you shut the door. You go, where were you, my mistress?
Where was I? He goes, where was I? Was I giving you the wine of my blood?
Drink my sap. Become my forest.
The seed has been planted. The love shall grow from it.
Dude,
the goddess has spoken.
Someone pulled up a Wendy Williams video.
Damn, she's turning and burning, dude.
Yeah, dude, I like it.
Turning
like
and burning subjects.
Like move it, grooving.
I'll make two playlists tonight, Lou.
Yes.
Got it.
Can I see a quick number?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We never went over your numbers, dog.
All right, so there we go.
Just trying to.
Okay.
You can go.
So, you know,
keep
looks
it fresh.
Like no one finishes one song.
Gladys Knight right now.
Well, it says completions on the first.
Yeah.
Completion rate's 42%. Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks.
That's my best one.
It
was Gladys Knight. So
that was your four-seam fastball was Gladys Knight?
Can I tell you something? Let me tell you what some people...
No one cares
people
about
People do not enjoy Christy McCall because three completions only. 11 times it was started, they go, this sucks ass. Oh, that's what I'm going to see. I'm going to see completed spins. That's a big deal.
It is big.
One completion. Zero completions, nine spins.
Merle Haggard.
I knew that was
going to
be big.
Merle Haggard. That guy's a racist. Seven spins, no one completed it.
Damn, 50%. Elton John, Mona Lisa, and Mad Hatter.
Okay, dedicated finally. That to you.
One person.
That's why.
One person.
Ghost.
That's the one song that got half, 50%. Yeah.
20 spins, 10 listens.
Christ almighty.
Well, someone once told me... You know, you can't. You don't want everyone to like every song.
Oh,
I mean, what? You want some people to like some of them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, if anybody could like one of these songs, it would be great.
But if they liked everyone, you haven't done your job. You went too narrow.
Let me hear the skips. Five skips. Four skips. Five of seven skips. Six of seven skips.
I wasn't expecting big numbers. But I was expecting a lot of skips.
Wow, Christine, go to yours. I want to see like what the difference is.
I think she did well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of
drum circles.
We have a lot of dumb people listening to this show. All right, go down. Let me see some of these.
42% on Liz Phair, Fucking Run.
Okay.
50% on Fiona Apple, Fast as You Can. No one's skipping on Fiona. She was 15 out of 30. Annie DeFranco getting a 60% skip, a completion rate of 13%.
Does not get completed.
Damn.
Wow, I'm surprised on Feist.
Feist gets 22% completion rate. These numbers are jarring everyone.
Yeah.
Regina Spektor, get the fuck out of here.
These playlists are just
Sarah.
Such ass.
And somebody's numbers were better.
Ooh,
your numbers weren't much better, Jacob.
But Jay, wouldn't you want me to turn all of this off if I had it on?
No, for sure.
Yeah, you're seeing
but
your numbers.
Also,
your dad is
and everyone agrees with me. Everyone turns this off when you put it on. Out of pure niceness, they all listen to the first song a bunch and turn it off immediately.
Whoa, Christine's big fucking Redondo, Rad Redondo Beach getting fucking right. heavy plays.
Redondo's killing it.
61% completion rate, 57% completion rate.
I can't argue with this.
Yeah, this playlist this one is holding killed. Strong, Christine.
Yeah, this one definitely killed. Okay.
Bad Religion, 61% completion right. rate.
Good I'm job. I want to see the bar so I can go destroy it this week.
Can't touch these numbers.
It's good numbers.
It's going up. I'll let everybody know. Story of my life. What a
story
hump of a song.
My life.
Burritos.
Story of my life.
Burritos by Subwarm. It's not, though.
Burritos is a great song.
Yeah? Then why does everyone skip it
I have
and no one completes
it? Stupid.
Honestly, I've skipped Burritos every time I've listened to that album since it came out.
Nuh-uh, you don't skip Burritos.
I skip Burritos. Burritos.
You don't skip Burritos.
Burritos is the best.
Burritos? Are you saying Burritos?
Burritos.
Is this the shitty song?
This is Burritos?
This is
where I skip. I skip this every time.
Yeah, I do too.
I just went to reach for my face on my car. I was like,
faceplate.
Faceplate, skip.
Put it in my pocket.
Hey, Alpine, skip.
Hey, Chris, Christine, what am I doing right now?
Skip.
Click. Skip.
That's a skip. That's
burritos
a skip
are so good. Their tortillas filled with chicken and rice and beans and sometimes salsa.
You guys are a bunch of East Coasters.
I love
I'll give a burrito order.
Burritos.
Burrito supreme. No beans. Extra sour cream. And don't fold it too tight so I can put some sauce in.
I'd like to do some heroin. Eat a burrito.
You know, we talk on Wednesday a little bit about sauces being a problem with delivery stuff.
Big problem, dude.
But I will say this also. Taco Bell.
You flashed out.
I'll tell you where, if Christine ever complains about the earth and what we're doing to the earth, to me,
yeah.
ever I would say, and I understand, I need this as well. I need 70, at least, 70 packets of Taco Bell sauce
per
in the
order?
Bag when I get there. I'm using under 10 total.
I know, but you want a landing pad for your quesadilla tacos on the base of the bag. I get it. Safety first, dude.
Don't you
it's
agree?
Your crunchy tacos.
Do you ever grab just like a couple of sauces?
Oh, I have.
Taco Bell? Or do you fucking, when they leave them for you to grab yourself, you're like, this is a mistake.
You should have put these bins out.
And I'm not going to save them. I'm going to throw all those extra ones out and then grab a whole new fistful again.
I save them. Is that bad?
I have saved them.
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad at all.
I put them in a drawer.
Smart. I wish. Listen.
I have some fire, some hot, some mild. I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what my chest cavity is doing that day.
If you can keep a sauce, I'm real big on keeping a sauce.
Sauce!
I'm real big on keeping a sauce.
I order 30 packets, and I have in my notes to all drivers, please make sure they pack all the sauces, and still shows up with like 5 sauces.
Because they read that note,
yes,
they go,
Karen,
fuck
coming.
This white lady. You white lady!
Your stupid pea brain probably can't conceptualize how important sauces are.
Hey, Native Savage, to eat your little wigwam food, I'm going to need stuff to drown it in. It's called sauces. It's what we brought over the Atlantic.
Also, special note, build that wall.
Also, stop making me feel weird.
It's not me.
I'm not
racist.
It's not my fault.
By the way, Demi Lovato fucking up one of my newest jokes I have that I love.
Oh, no. Why? What's the joke? Well, I don't want you to say the joke, but Demi Lovato came out and was like, I'm going by she, her again. She goes, I'm so fluid.
That's how fluid I am. So, you know what? Maybe the joke grows. Maybe I still bang out that part and I add a little fucking little schmutz on the end there.
A little, what's that called? A reprise when they come back?
Reprise, yeah.
Reprise.
And then a little bit of a.
You go, oh, I got this joke. And then you come over here and I got a little.
You think I'm zipping? I'm actually zapping.
I got you looking over here and really, you're over here.
Well, there it is around the corner.
I love that joke so much. You can't take that joke out of anything.
Are you getting excited for the special?
No.
Is it just still too far away?
I'm more like what I'm nervous about now is like I'm supposed to scout this place. I'm bad at like doing the organization. Ari's doing great. Ari's also on a lot of trips right now.
He's a traveling man.
He wants to take care of the stuff and everything, but it's not his fault at all. But like, I'm bad at like. I got to get everybody like on a group thread and be like, hey,
yeah.
So you're the producer, right? For sure. You're the director and everything's like in place. And like, we have to go. Yeah, I know. I'm just bad at organizing that. I can't believe in my mind. I'm like, all right, I got to get it up. I just said I was going to make 2 playlists. That's 20, 25 minutes.
What night is it? Is it Saturday?
It's going to be Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, I mean.
Two shows Saturday.
Yeah, hell yeah. You really shouldn't have anything else Saturday. Are we doing Bonfire Friday?
Yeah.
I don't know. Saturday, I probably won't have anything. Yeah, I'm not doing like an early podcast or anything.
We'll talk to Ari. We'll do Sixth and Jump on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think would be fun. To do like a late night Legion of Skanks episode after the
I think that'd be fun now, but you're going to do two tapings. You're going to want to do a Skanks episode after that?
You're going to be wiped.
Yeah, probably not. What a great idea, though.
No, it's fun, and that's like, I'm going to fuck you all night kind of energy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fuck you all night, and then you're going to fuck twice, and you're going to be like, I am so sleepy. How excited for breakfast are you?
Yeah, if we go to bed really fast.
I bet you can't fall asleep
before. It's already breakfast time.
When we wake up, I'm going to fuck you.
I bet you can't fall asleep before me. And just smash your face in the pillow.
First one to talk loses.
Freak a girl out.
That's what you got to do post-coitus. It's almost breakfast time. Go to bed. I bet.
First one to sleep, champion.
Last one to sleep, to rotten egg. You want to take our first break?
She, her again. God damn it.
I'm Demi Lovato.
I love that joke.
Yeah, it stays. It stays.
It stays.
It stays. I winked at you when I said that.
It stays in the picture.
I'm working on my winks.
You working on
Was that a good wink, Lou?
Have you watched The Alpha yet? Because you got to get your Bob. You haven't watched that show yet.
Well, you said it started off shitty.
Just the first episode, it's like, meh. And then by the end, it's really good.
Okay.
By the second episode, it's fun. By the third episode, you're going to be in love.
By the fourth episode, you're going to be furious again.
I'm going to say, baby, booby.
By the fifth episode, you're going to burn your house down.
I'm telling you, Jay.
It's insanity.
It's the picture for you. Bubba's, you're going to love it.
Yeah, we'll take our first break.
I think it's time.
Oh, look, it's burritos. Skip.
Burritos.
Skip.
It's the bonfire.
Skip Bayless on this bitch ass.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.